Well, hello there. Welcome back. I'm excited today to talk to you about how to organize your membership for learning and engagement. I know this has been a huge topic. Everyone thinks that starting a membership is amazing, and it really, really is. But in the beginning, I was so busy listening to so many other people's voices that my membership got a bit disjointed. And when I started seeing more and more members falling off, I knew something had to change. So I actually unplugged from everything and reassessed what I wanted my membership to look like. And I'm happy to report that that led to students staying longer and longer. My churn rate is insanely low. That means the comparison of people joining and people leaving. And people usually stay in the lounge anywhere between 6 to 28 months. So a really, really great retention rate. So the first thing that I highly recommend is organization. Make sure that right when your member is coming into your membership, they have a clear path of exactly what to do first. In my membership, the Visibility Lounge, that is called the Getting Started area. I give them a breakdown of exactly what to expect from the membership. I actually give them a PDF download of the first steps to take. I immediately encourage them to download the community calendar and how to navigate the rest of the lounge. I think this is really important because a lot of members can join memberships, and if they don't have that clear plan of attack, they're not going to take any action. They're not going to log into the membership site, and it could be a bit of a disaster. So that's step number one. Step number two is having a success path. You've probably learned some of these strategies from other really amazing membership creators like Stu McLaren. And when I first started thinking about a membership site, it kind of came to me naturally, this idea. But after doing some study, seeing what worked, more importantly, what didn't work, I went back to my original idea. The idea here with a success path is, what are those main stages that people have to go through to get that desired result? You're wanting to take them from A to Z. They need a clear plan to get there. So in my membership, The Lounge, it's called Audition Stage, Guest Star Stage, Leading Role Stage, and Celebrity Stage. I've themed it to my Hollywood background. So if you're in health and nutrition, maybe it would be seed to sapling to tree, whatever you want to call it, but make sure that people can easily identify the pathway to get through the membership. Absolutely crucial. Okay, step number three, your community. This is the place where I see a lot of membership creators fail because they want to do the work in terms of adding trainings to their membership so then they're self-sufficient and evergreen, and then they actually want to phase themselves out of the interaction with their members. I think this is a tragic mistake, and I've seen that happen over and over again. So create a community that you can engage with, whether that's going to be hosted on your own platform like Kajabi. You can create a Kajabi community. If it's going to be in a Facebook group, if it's going to be on a Slack channel, make yourself present. For me in the lounge, I'm there every week doing 30-minute hot seat calls with students. I'm also doing weekly office hours calls and coaching calls. And I'm also checking in there 1 to 2 times a day to see if there's any posts that I need to give attention to. This makes a big difference for members because they feel like they have access to you. They have a cheerleader. And then they have those reminders during the week to log back into the membership site and get their buns in gear. And I found that to be an amazing, amazing support for my students. Before we go any further, I want to chat with you a little bit about the software that I use for my membership site. I've tried many different ones out there, and I have found that Kajabi is the most powerful and the most flexible, where I can run everything easily and effortlessly. So the actual product itself, the membership, is hosted inside of Kajabi as a product, and people can log in there. I can add trainings. I can drip release trainings. I can lock certain trainings until the ones before have been completed. I can also send cheerleading emails that are triggered based on someone completing a training. So let's say they finish stage one. I can have an email triggered to send that'd be like, hey, congrats on finishing stage one. This is so exciting. Here's a $5 Starbucks gift card or whatever. I think that is really crucial. We want to be interacting with them in the community, but also giving them that email support and that cheerleading that isn't dependent on them alerting us that they've finished something in the community. Kajabi already knows, that email's already set up, which is fantastic. It also enables me to tag them as a lounge member when they join, triggers that starter email sequence, and if they cancel, which I'm able to give them the power to actually cancel their own membership inside of Kajabi so I don't have to deal with the admin emails going back and forth, then Kajabi knows, and it will eliminate their access at the end of their billing cycle. It will also send them an email saying, sorry to see you go, and it will remove the tag lounge member so that they won't keep getting emails. Last but not least, a really cool thing is that I can actually set up an automation through Zapier so that I can send them a custom Bonjoro when they join. That's just a little video that goes into their inbox, and I found that to be such a fun thing. I forgot my phone, but what I was going to show you is that Kajabi also lets you have your membership on an app. So students can actually log in on their phone and consume the content, which I think is just incredible. Not enough platforms have this functionality. And so I find my students are going through the trainings much more frequently because they can do it on the go. So if that's something you've been considering, I have a 28-day trial for you. I will link that below. Just click on it, sign up. You're going to get a little special email from me giving you access to something special, but I would love for you to try it. If you want all of your stuff for your membership, your website, your funnels, your emails, your app, all in one place. So I hope this video was instructional for you, that you have some ideas for organizing your membership for learning and, most importantly, engagement. Drop any questions you have. I'm happy to answer them. But in the meantime, go get started with your membership. I can't wait to see it.